Perfect. We will call to order the June 4th, 2025 meeting. The first thing on the agenda is to review the ordinance of 2024-02 Christie Bunker Road vacation. Did everybody, I mean, we've done this once. It was sent back because of technical error with the way it was worded.
This is the public hearing portion, right?
Correct.
So.
Yep. So, and Christie said she's not able to be here tonight due to, she has other obligations in Denver. Okay, well, if there's no comment, we'll move on to the next one. Resolution 2025-01 and the 2025 Budget and Capital Improvements Plan. So, going over that on the first one, if we go to roads for the street and operation maintenance, I put in there the $163,000. Granted, that's with Transwest, assuming that they come through in August. And then with the PTIF account, I need to have Alexis there when we sign the paper to have it approved and notarized by the lady at Zions Bank. So okay. That's kind of on me of why we don't have the what's in the capital projects and the reserve funds.
Okay, so we've already got the check for that then, or?
No, we won't get that until they finish.
Right.
Which will be the end of August, but if we want to have capital projects in the year of 2025 or the first of the 2026, it has to be on this budget to be able to be approved.
We need to.
So we put that in there so that when we do get it, because it is going to come, but obviously don't spend it until we have it.
Right. So 2026 we're looking at?
No,
the road?
End of 2025.
End of 2025.
Because they'll be here at the end. They should honestly be here. Joe Tibbetts was supposed to be here in July's meeting to go over what their plans are, where they're going to be going through, and then all of that. And then when they finish, they said they'll be here for 3 months. When they finish is when we'll get the check.
So realistically, though, because they're not going to come out and chip seal in the middle of winter.
Correct.
So realistically, if I start bidding it for next spring, we can work from that point.
You'll still have, I mean, because it doesn't start getting cold, but you could ideally couldn't start getting
chip seal. You
prepped.
Do not want to do when it's cold, though. You need that heat to
heat it up.
Yeah. So
end of August, should, I would assume, still hot, but yeah.
Yeah, but either if something goes wrong, they have to extend it.
Yeah.
I'd rather get more bids and try and set it up for early spring or you know, spring, early summer next year.
Perfect.
You notice they don't chip seal. They chip seal in the summer.
Yeah. And then with Joe coming, should be coming in July, we'll need to get the temporary signs ready, because that needs to be up 6 weeks prior to construction, because they will be bringing equipment in, things like that. But again, I'd almost wait for Joe to come in and explain what they're doing and how they're doing it. And a county commissioner will be here with that.
Okay.
Because the county is involved in this road work.
Okay.
The other things that I added was, so we went from $2,700 to $5,000 for the Princess to make upgrades for like carpet, flooring, paint, to finish out the gym, and maybe some any other things around the park area. And then planning and zoning would like to digitize ordinances, records, things like that. And that was quoted at $2,500. It was recommended that we do four, because that could be the max total cost. So we put that in there. So that instead
of
that,
man?
Sunrise.
Yeah, so
Sunrise does it.
Well, any engineering firm really can do it, but we got a quote from Sunrise, and we got a quote from Jones and DeMille out of Richfield. Jones and DeMille was near 7 for theirs. The thing about Sunrise too is apparently they already have some stuff digitized for us. I think they said something about the water lines. And so it may even be cheaper than what they quoted us, because they already have something existing in their system.
Awesome. And then the only other changes that we made was for if we get the grant, I put in there, I think he said it was $41,250.
Something like that.
So if we get the grant, then that could be also a capital project that we would be able to do. But again, without having known what the is in the actual reserves account, I didn't add any more.
That's what we need to find out, is what's in the reserve account.
What other items was you interested in having on there?
One of the things that we've got to do before April of 2027 is plug the two wells and remove. I went through the contract. We actually have to fully decommission those wells. They have to be plugged and everything above ground removed.
And wasn't that they need to be filled with concrete, not just capped? Yes, I remember that.
And the estimate I got on that is $50,000.
Oof.
That's a lot of concrete. Mm-hmm.
Well, one of them is a 16-inch hole, 740 feet deep. And the other one's a 10-inch hole, 400 feet deep.
That's a lot of concrete.
So I know that that one probably I won't work into this capital project just because we do have one more year. And with having the roads capital project, the water line capital project, and other stuff, it's going to be stretching it tight as it is already. What else did you have, though?
At some point, I would like to replace the water meter here in the park, the sprinkler meter. And that's going to be $3,500.
Because it's old, or you just don't like it?
It needs reworked. It's an old meter. It's hard to read. It doesn't radio read.
Okay, anything else?
Was your cement project on the capital project, or is that just a project under?
That's just
under your, what you got. Okay.
So, and if there is funds for that, we could amend the budget later on in the year too. So you're looking, and you said you got that bid was what?
$50,000.
Holy cow.
Okay. That's a budget estimate is what I got.
Okay. I would assume that there's going to be funds to do the water meter, but without seeing them. And then was there anything else on that?
Not sure. I'm hoping there'll be enough left over from the new pump house to replace that 10-inch valve that's out in front of it.
And then Jess said he was going to look into seeing if after how much we get for the grant, if there would be any left over to finish repairing valves and stuff with that as well. Okay.
On my end, is there any other capital projects? I wouldn't need to go on a capital project for this road out here, right?
It shouldn't.
Okay. It's 11,000 or something.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
Okay.
Okay. Does anybody want to make a motion to close the public hearing?
Well, this is 30. Oh. Hearing from the public. Hunger.
No. Tried to get stuff on the agenda about that.
It's on.
Yeah, that's the next meeting.
It's on the next one. It's down here.
Yeah, this is just a public hearing for the budget and the road vacation. So I'll motion to close the meeting.
I'll second you, Matt.